by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello, William.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm
hot.
Are you hot?
Damn hot.
You're hot?
Damn hot.
Why?
Frozen concentrated orange juice. Pork bellies. I'm hot.
Damn hot.
Damn hot.
Have you checked the... By the way, folks, if you've checked the... we vodcast here from Australia, right? And if you've checked the news of some things that are happening outside of America, you might have noticed...
They won't do that.
Yeah, a few of them will. and, you know, if you checked at that... by the way, we're on fire. Yeah, that's right. And we have a prime minister here. First of all, we've had bushfires that have basically ravaged the outskirts of Sydney.
Well, because that's what Australia does.
Yeah, every summer, but it's coming.
Nature designs it to burn.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is that now we're getting 45 degree days earlier and earlier and earlier. So
yeah, and that's 112 Fahrenheit.
112 Fahrenheit. No shit. The other day, you and I were absolutely dying here.
Oh, so there is shit, but it steams on the. This is like egg on the pavement. Weather, you know,
it is. There are like streets melting
asphalt was melting. The black stuff.
Yeah, and so we have a. I really have to mention this because usually you just talk about American politics, but listen, just one moment.
Yeah, he's a dork. Yeah.
Just one moment, Randy. Tell us a little bit about our little prime minister here, Scott Morrison, or as he likes to be called. ScoMo.
ScoMo. Trump Light.
Trump Light. What's the deal with Scott Morrison? Tell the people.
His background was advertising. Usually they're lawyers or something like that.
Yeah.
His background was advertising. And he was fired from his agency because of fraud.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fraud was. But he also came up with the worst tourism campaign ever for Australia. Yeah, we've had some good ones in the past. Koalas and Qantas and all that sort of stuff. He was just... So what does he do? He decides to go on holiday, and he doesn't even believe his own message and goes overseas.
So, all right.
During a crisis.
Our country is on fire. Before he goes, he cuts the budget of the fire services. And then I'm sitting there watching the news, right? I'm watching the news, and I remember that movie. Remember 2012, that Roland Emmerich film there, Randy?
I watch it frequently, especially when Santa Barbara gets wiped out. Yeah.
For a laugh. But there was a scene in it in which Sydney was on fire, and there were, like, flames and smoke and shit. And then I turn on the news, and that scene is... on my news, and our prime minister is on a beach
and nowhere to be
found.
Fucking
Hawaii.
But the worst thing
is
he's a thoughts and prayers kind of evangelical, whatever.
And these little born again kids, God love them, huh?
Yeah,
and he doesn't believe.
It's kind of sad.
He doesn't believe in climate change.
Thoughts and prayers. What?
He doesn't believe in climate change.
No, he doesn't at all.
No, he thinks
it's a hoax. And he's the guy that brought in an enormous head-sized lump of coal into Parliament and said, this is our future, coal.
Yeah, if you think that you're the only country with douchebags, we got douchebags. But our douchebags don't have nukes.
But even the douchebags, when there's a fire or there's a crisis, a flood, and Australia gets some real... killers, they're out there helping.
Yeah.
This guy fucks off
on a beach in Hawaii.
after working in advertising and telling everybody what a good destination Australia is.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Meanwhile, his tourists...
It's like Trump going and playing at some other guy's golf course or
meanwhile,
staying at a Ramada Inn.
That's right.
Or
meanwhile,
like
his tourist destination is burning. You know, all the tourist destination that you plugged as an ad man is on fire. And, you know,
yeah.
And he's sitting there on a beach going, lovey, get a drink over here by the pool.
Can I send some thoughts and prayers? Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers to those firefighters. Four of them died the other day, but that didn't worry Scotty. He was.
Oh, no, that's what got him back. He was out. He says, I've got to go to a funeral.
He was out renting a jet ski and, having a bit of fun on the beach with the kids. Anyway, that's our little thing about local color.
Local color and heat.
And heat. Hot. Damn hot. Hey, do you know what happened when we were away from talking about American politics? You know what happened?
Is this a quiz?
Yeah. Why not?
Is there a right or a wrong answer?
Oh, there is a right answer. Something big happened in the last 2.5-3 weeks.
2.5 or 3 days.
3 weeks.
The Senate. The Senate voted on two articles of impeachment.
The Congress voted
Donald
on two
Trump.
Articles of impeachment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The House of Reps.
Yeah. So it's official, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump has been impeached by Congress.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now that means he's in essence been indicted. It's, if you were to equate it with a normal courtroom, he's been indicted.
Yeah.
Now, he's actually put on trial by the Senate.
That's right. Yeah.
Which means Mr. Turtle and Moscow Mitch and Lindsay, dear Lindsay.
I got to say, Randy, that, you know, that here at the Bill Show Studios, and you know about our palatial Bill Show Studios.
The salubrious Bill Show Studios.
Yeah,
Studio B.
We have a ballroom, and we got all together, the entire Bill Show staff. And I know, like you and I, we're at that kind of, it was a very, very solemn occasion when we were watching the...
Yeah, it was also in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know. We were watching in the middle...
Because, you know, we're asleep down here.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the night.
When you guys do that kind of shit, we're asleep.
That's right. And we're in the middle of the night, and it was a very, very solemn occasion. I want you to know, it really was solemn, and we understood the gravity of what was happening there. So there was no falderall or anything like that. Here's a tape of the last couple of nights here at the Bill Show Studios. that's Pastor Manning.
Pastor
you see
Dave,
over there.
Dave James David Manning.
He's on the. No, my God, he's on the pool table and he's in Lycra, and he just seems to be just he's. Carrying on like a crazy man. I don't know.
Coming out of his
So, as you can tell, it was a very, very dignified party that we had here at the Bill Show Studios. I liked Nancy Pelosi when she was in Congress when the first article passed. Somebody went, yes! And she went, no. No, we're not happy.
Yeah, we're not happy yet. Yeah, we got a lot of work.
We're not happy at all.
But you know, but the best thing—it's only an indictment.
It's only an indictment. Sorry, it's only. But what she did that was really good, I thought afterwards, is she said, "Oh no, we're not passing him into the Senate yet, because their idea is to basically have the vote, fuck off." And she said, no, I want John Bolton and a bunch of witnesses to come forward. And until I get them, let's just let this hang over your head for a while.
And now Trump's come out and said, I want it now. I want to be on trial now.
Yeah. Hey, Turtlehead, I know you want it now, but don't worry, you'll get it.
When you said Turtlehead there, I just thought you were talking about our sketch that we're going to do.
No, that's it. By the way, we have a very juvenile sketch.
Oh, totally.
Because as you know, that we've been kind of like thinking about, you know, doing our own little sketches on the show, and they're going to be classy.
Totally classy.
There's going to be no awful, terrible stuff that you would think is juvenile. No,
food.
This is the Shakespeare of really fine
totally,
radio theater that's coming at you. God. All right. Listen.
Chasing
like
the chocolate,
shoot
you up the Hershey Highway. Yeah, go on.
Thank you. You're previewing. Okay, Washington.
All right, go on.
The Washington Post, Dana Milbank was actually at the rally that Donald had when he was impeached. And half the fun of watching that was watching Donnie. Oh, he wasn't happy at all. It was 9:05 Wednesday night, 7 minutes earlier. President Trump received word in the middle of a campaign speech that he'd been impeached by the House of Representatives with two articles. Then he went on to mock the widow of the longest-serving House member in history. I'll do my best.
Yeah.
Dingle, Dingle, Debbie Dingle, that's your real beauty. Yeah. Evidently, Debbie Dingle was, by the way, the wife of Robert Dingle, who of John Dingle, excuse me, who was the longest, one of the longest serving Democratic congressmen from Michigan.
Who passed away recently,
And he got pissed off because she voted for impeachment and then speculated that John Dingle might be now looking up from hell, which is just the kind of classy move you expect from Don.
Jesus.
He gets pissed off, he gets humiliated, and he beats the crap out of a widow.
And the best meme I saw was John McCain saying, I don't like guys that get impeached.
Yeah, I love that meme. Fuck you, Donald.
I don't like guys that get captured. I don't like guys that get impeached. Yeah.
It's just, my God. He was vulgar. He spoke about the crap that we're going through with impeachment. Instead of former FBI Director James Comey, I fired his ass. And he tossed in, kiss my ass and get your ass whipped good. You know, just like FDR said. So this is a little cut from his speech, that he had his advanced therapy session at the Gulag, where he and a bunch of brown shirts got together to console him on the fact that he's one of three people in American history ever to get impeached. So you want to? I'm gonna play this for our listeners. There, it's always good for entertainment.
Yeah.
Here we go, Randy. This is Donnie, rather upset about being impeached. Here on the Bill Show.
So I said in my letter to Pelosi, by proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you're violating your oath of office, you're breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, you're declaring open war on American democracy, you dare to invoke the Founding Fathers in pursuit of this election nullification scheme, yet your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's founding. And your egregious conduct, and listen though, it's so true, it threatens to destroy what our founders pledged, and in fact, their very lives to build. You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. We did nothing wrong, nothing whatsoever. This was just an excuse. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain. They're bringing pain. But what they've done with this perversion, it's perversion. And when you watch some of these people get up and speak today, they don't even listen. Oh, you have violated the Constitution. Well, what has he done wrong? Well, we don't know that. They don't even have any crime. This is the first impeachment where there's no crime. I say, tell me what I did, please. Well, we don't know. You violated the Constitution. You had Turley, who's smart, Alan Dershowitz, these guys, all of them. They say, there's no crime. There's no crime, right? There's no crime. I'm the first person to ever get impeached, and there's no crime.
Randy?
I'm the only one who's ever been impeached, and there was no crime. Oh, why? You did something against the Constitution. Well, what was it? I don't know. God, he knows damn well what he did. And the Founding Fathers didn't come up with the Electoral College. That was much, much later to appease the South.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
The guy doesn't even know his own U.S. history. I don't think he's ever read or knows anything about the Constitution.
Yeah. And I, for one... for me, who's been following Trump for years, will not get a lecture on the terribleness of perversion from a person who allegedly raped a 13-year-old girl, okay? All right, that's where I fucking draw the line, Rod, Don. That you're allegedly raped a 13-year-old girl, that you're a pal with Jeffrey Epstein, that you're hooning around the 1980s looking for anything with a pussy, that you are a disgusting human being, and not more than allegedly, admit to the fact that you just cruised chick. You're going to give me a lecture on perversion. Oh, it's amazing, folks.
I did nothing wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm the first president to be impeached. And I did nothing wrong.
That's because you. I know. And Bill Maher said it. You know, whiny little bitch. So what does he do?
He's a whiny little bitch.
He's like any fucking bully. You punch him hard enough, and he goes scurrying back to the little Nazi enclaves so he can have the security of all his fucking Borg classmates. By the way, have you ever looked at one of those conventions? Look at the audience, man. You're not losing a cancer cure here. And I'm really fucking tired of people saying,
and they've all been paid.
No, they haven't all been paid.
Do that.
No, they're all like they are programmed meat sacks. And you're looking back, and if you ask them a question about any policy thing, it shows that they haven't read. They only know what they've learned on Fox News,
and even Fox News is coming out and saying, time to go, Donald.
Well, no, I think some people at Fox News, but ever since
not as a policy.
Yeah, but ever since Shepard Smith got screwed, you know, I mean, he's out there. I think everyone else shutting up, and they kind of doubled down on old Donnie. But the whole thing is that now Nancy Pelosi is kind of just going to dangle that over Donnie's head, and it's going to make him nuts. It's going to make him crazy.
I want my trial now.
I want it now. There's another thing that came out in Newsweek the other day, by the way, about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Newsweek. This is why there are so many committed Trump supporters in the Senate. Here it is. From Newsweek. Republican senators staying loyal to President Trump during the House's impeachment inquiry are receiving monetary awards.
That's right. Cash from for their coming campaign.
Yeah, if you can't win them, bribe them. And believe me, these people can be bought.
and apparently, Trump directly handing them campaign funds.
Yeah, that's it. Out in the open.
Is a crime and misdemeanor.
No, it's not a crime anymore. Because now it's just all bribery is legal. It's all legal. Let me just read a little bit of this. Trump's reelection campaign sent a fundraising appeal to its colossal email list telling donors to give money to a pot that would be divided first by me. That's right, Donnie.
Yes, I will take some of my percentage.
I get my firsties. And three senators who have supported anti-impeachment moves, the Daily Beast reported. Politico, which first reported the story, noted that Senators Cory Gardner, Joni Ernst, oh, Jesus, man, I remember her. Tom Tillis all supported anti-impeachment resolution, which claims the inquiry is an unprecedented and undemocratic process, even though
they're Democrats.
Yeah, yeah. In return for that, Trump's
money makes the world go round.
On Wednesday,
On
return for that, on Wednesday, the Trump reelection campaign sent fundraising appeal to its massive email list, urging donors to contribute to those people. Each of these senators are running an anti-impeachment resolution despite being endangered in 2020. So they're getting paid off to do this. It shows you basically. And there was a Democrat who actually said, did you get a load of Jeff Van Drew? Did you hear about that guy?
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to become a Republican.
His entire staff,
just like
his
that.
Entire
just
staff,
like
quit
that.
En masse. The New Jersey Democrat has quickly become anathema to people on both sides of the political divide. After news spread, he planned to switch parties. When Representative Jeff Van Drew, a moderate Democrat who had staunchly opposed impeaching President Trump, decided to jump to the Republican Party, he got Mr. Trump's encouragement and blessing. Oh my God!
Bless you, bless you.
My God! Bless you know, he actually went to the White House to kiss the ring and swear his fealty to Trump on television.
The ring? You mean the little fleshy
brown? Yeah, like, yes. He actually went up there and kissed the ring. in front of it.
Yeah, the ring that's usually on Putin's finger. Yeah,
that's right. It usually is. You never tell where that finger's been, actually, when you're talking about Donald.
Yeah, or where the ring has been.
But Republican businesses have been campaigning for Mr. Van Drew's seat since August, has referred to him as a weasel. Yes.
A weasel. That's like a ferret, ladies and gentlemen. A ferret, yeah, a weasel.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big cheer for moderate Democrat Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey.
Yay!
You disgusting piece of shit.
Was he a friend of Chris Christie, do you think?
Oh, no. I don't know what his story is. I really got to dig deep into Mr. Van Drew's character, or lack of character. Joe, you know the other thing that really pissed me off during this thing was that...
I can just imagine. Yeah, well,
I got to tell you. Guess who voted present? Present for impeaching Donald.
Oh, Tulsi.
Tulsi.
Yeah, Tulsi.
What the fuck is that about, Tulsi? What do you mean present?
It's yay or nay.
It's yay or nay.
Present.
It's not present. If a retarded 13-year-old with a nuclear bomb, you don't say, well, I'm here. I'm not sure which feet should take it off him. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
I wonder, was her vote counted as a yay or a nay?
No, it was just counted as present. You know, it's just like, oh, okay, I'm here. That's it.
You do. She's out of the race anyway.
Well, no, she's out of the race, but what? I have spent the last two shows defending Tulsi Gabbard on this show, and now you're just pissing me off, Tulsi. That's bullshit. You know it.
Yeah.
So I have no inkling that Tulsi Gabbard ever listens to anything I ever say. To the 5 or 10,000 people who do hear this, Tulsi Gabbard's full of shit. I don't know what that's about, but stop it. just stop it, Tulsi.
Tulsi, you're full of shit.
Okay, there was a bit of an edit there, I know, because I didn't want to say what I really thought.
Ding dong.
I cut myself. I cut myself shaving. Okay, another thing that we wanted to mention that happened in the last 2 weeks, we had a debate. Did you see the debate? Did you see the Democratic debate?
Yeah, they have one. They're down to only about they draw lots, don't they? Because there's only about six or seven people in the last one.
Well, Tulsi decided not to involve herself this time. And a lot of the people were raised out, but Joe Biden was there, and Bernie was there, and Liz Warren was there, and a few other guys were there. I was sitting there listening to the Morning Joe show, or Morning Blow, which was very interesting. Trying to find anywhere in which they mentioned the fact that Bernie Sanders had a really fucking good debate.
Yeah.
But even so,
they still said it was won by Andrew Wang.
By Andrew Wang? Really?
Yeah. Isn't that his name?
Yeah, it was Andrew Wang. Andrew Wang won the debate.
I don't even know who he is.
No, he's a very smart guy. He's a businessman, and he has that little button that says math on it. And, he seems agreeable enough. We can have him over to dinner sometime, but he's not going to win. And he had a good debate, but the person who had the best debate isn't even mentioned. Isn't even mentioned at all, ever. Did you get the memo? You don't mention Bernie Sanders.
Don't mention Bernie Sanders.
Don't mention Bernie Sanders at all, ever. Now, to show you a little bit of that, I'm going to play a bit of this. The basic idea was that Buttigieg, who is a slimy little weasel. God, man, I the more I watch him, Brandy, I go, you're a slimy little weasel. It's almost like he studied how to not answer a question but sound like you do. You know, he's just the soundbite candidate. And he was kind of squirming around because what Pete decided would be a really great thing to do during this populist election is to have a lot of billionaires to a wine cave and serve them wine at $900 a bottle and talk to them. Yeah, oh, that's a brilliant move there, Steve, Mayor Pete. And Liz Warren took issue with it. And then he came back with it and said, hey, Liz, you know, you were making money through corporate donations in your last election. And they went on for a bit. And then somebody noticed the old guy in back, you know.
And who was that?
That was Bernie. You know, the person they kind of ignore like grandpa at Thanksgiving Day dinner. Yeah. If they could put Bernie in a wheelchair,
they would.
And give him a continence bag and stuff him in a closet during a debate. They would. They swear to God they fucking would. But anyway, Grandpa had a thing to say about that, and it encapsulized why I love this guy. Listen to what Bernie said when they finally came to him on the debate stage. It's fucking beautiful. Bernie Sanders at the Democratic debate. Here it is.
I am rather proud, maybe, I don't know, the only candidate up here doesn't have any billionaire contributions. But you know what I do have? We have received more contributions from more individuals than any candidate in the history of the United States of America at this point in an election, averaging $18 apiece. Now, there's a real competition going on up here. My good friend Joe, and he is a good friend, he's received contributions from 44 billionaires. Pete, on the other hand, is trailing. Pete, you only got 39 billionaires contributing. So, Pete, we look forward to you. I know you're an energetic guy and a competitive guy, to see if you could take on Joe on that issue. But what is not a laughing matter, my friends, this is why three people own more wealth than the bottom half. This is why Amazon and other major corporations pay zero in federal taxes. We need to get money out of politics. We should run our campaigns on that basis.
Thank you, Senator Sanders. Vice President Biden.
Yeah, and he's the one person on that stage, Randy, who can actually say that because he doesn't take a fucking cent. You know? And
I give him my $27 a month, yeah.
Me too. Me too, man. You know,
U.S.
seriously.
Dollars, too.
He has the largest war chest of almost any of those candidates. He has the largest donor list of any of those candidates. We know why they wanted him to be a Democrat, because the Democratic Party wanted to get their fucking clammy hands on his fucking donor list.
Yeah,
and they're
and
his.
He didn't give it.
No, he didn't. Because I don't want my money going to fucking elect Joe Biden, unless it's not the primary. If it's a general election, yeah, sure. But I don't trust the DNC, and why should I? Why should I?
After the last
election, the DNC had a fund in which people were giving to not only Hillary Clinton, but to all the down ballot races. You know who got all the money? Hillary. Not another candidate.
Yeah.
So why would I trust the DNC why would Bernie trust the DNC with his donor lists? And he's the only person up there on that stage can argue justifiably and taking the moral high ground about
billionaires
and money in elections.
I don't know billionaires. There's no billionaires on my list.
I'm telling you, this is getting resonance. Now, remember when we started talking about Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders was number three. Liz Warren was on the top. You had Kamala Harris was on top. But Bernie's always been steadily in there.
Yeah.
He's always been steadily in there. I have always said on this show, you are underestimating Bernie Sanders. You are underestimating Bernie Sanders. I'll say it again. You guys are scared shitless because you know they don't talk about it. And point of fact, I have this from CNBC.
There's no money. The Wall Street is saying, don't talk about Bernie Sanders. Big end of town, don't talk about Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
He's going to come after my money. So nobody talks about him.
No one talks about it, except sometimes people talk about it. And it's interesting to watch the reaction of the establishment news sources when they do.
Yeah.
Case in point, ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy named Frank Luntz. Now, he's a Republican pollster, and he's actually now working against Trump. He's not my friend. I don't like Frank Luntz. I think he's a reptile. But Frank Luntz did a study of a focus group at the LA Times. And what happened in that study in the focus group was very, very fascinating. Evidently, you had about eight people coming in there, six, seven people coming in there for Sanders. At the end of that fucking thing,
yeah,
you had 15 of those people said they would vote for Sanders. So this is Luntz talking about the gains that Sanders is making in Nevada, in California, in Iowa, okay, that basically the media is ignoring. They're ignoring it, just like they ignored it before Trump won. All the signs that Hillary was going to, that something was going to happen, they ignored it because there was a narrative, there was a strong narrative that Trump was not going to win. Here's the interview with Frank Luntz over at CNBC. I want you to have a listen to this. It's very interesting. Here it is.
Okay, let's go to the final clip here. We got Bernie Sanders addressing the Trump economy several times on the debate stage last night.
Trump goes around saying the economy is doing great. Do you know what real inflation accounted for wages went up last year? 1.1%. That ain't great. Today in America, we have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country on earth. More income and wealth inequality since the 1920s. We need an economy that works for working families.
So there's nothing new there.
You think he's the winner of the night?
I don't think he's the winner of the night. The LA Times group, they said he was the winner of the night, and for two reasons. Number one, he had passion. And number two, for the first time, they're starting to see him as having the capability of challenging Donald Trump on the debate stage. And I want to remind you, these are Democratic primary voters, not the center of the country, and obviously none of them voted for Donald Trump. But they now see Bernie Sanders as being able to take the argument directly to Donald Trump, and that's why he's been rising in the California polls, and that's why he won last night.
Frank, but let me ask you, so you're obviously polling people in Los Angeles, in California. We know what that state looks like. It seems to me, I don't even think it seems to me, I think it seems to everybody, that this election is to get won or lost in a handful of swing states in the middle of the country by a handful of independents that have yet to make up their mind. And to the extent that you can predict or through implication the folks that you were speaking with, what's the real takeaway after last night?
The real takeaway is not who wins in November. It's who gets the Democratic nomination. And I would have said to you, say, 30 days ago, that I don't think Bernie Sanders is viable in the 2020 campaign. After listening to these voters in California with more delegates than any other state in the country, I think Bernie Sanders has a good opportunity, a good chance to win the primary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
my favorite part of that entire thing is when Frank Luntz sits there and says, you know, it was Bernie Sanders who won. And this guy, the MSNBC guy.
It was anybody but Bernie. Yeah.
That's right. It was like, oh, no, you can't say that.
Didn't you get the memo? And, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get the memo. It was like, I was sitting there watching him, and he was like very, very kind of flustered by this. And I was saying, first of all, you invited him, because when he comes back at him, he sits there and says, well, this is just L.A. Yeah, but that's what you invited him on the show to do, was to talk about this focus group in L.A. So if that's not important... Okay.
Why did you invite him on the show?
Why are you doing it anyway? And second of all, you know why it's suddenly not important? Because Bernie won it. That's why it's not important. And then he comes back with absolutely one of the funniest lines I've seen. And he literally says this. The MSNBC guys literally says this. He sits there and goes, yeah, but who won really? And then Luntz comes back and I said, I'm telling you.
Bernie Sanders.
His message is connecting. It's connecting. I read polls, okay? People say, hey, you don't live there. Oh, really? Who was the one in May 4th, 2016, who told you that Trump... I have tapes. I got a pretty good record on this.
Yeah.
What you're seeing now with Bernie has nothing to do with him being like Trump in any way, because I think Bernie's the guy that you need after Trump to do this, and I am passionate
to clean up the mess. Yeah,
but here's the thing: the evolution of what's happening politically is somehow very similar when the media is involved, because the media actively fed off Trump, but no one thought he was going to win. Yeah. And then the media tried to ignore Trump, you know, and he couldn't be ignored. And no one thought that was going to happen. But then you looked at the rallies, and you looked at where he was, and you looked at what he was doing, and the fact that you had a passionate base that was really committed. When I see Bernie rallies, I don't see, you know, the mongoloids that you see at the fucking Trump rallies. Yeah. But I see people from all walks of life. I see
and
people
young
from
people, the young people.
Yeah, and when he's up on the debate stage, he doesn't sound like bullshit.
No.
And people are getting on to that. They're just
he's
he doesn't
consistent
sound like
too.
A pre he's consistent. You know what you're getting. You've known him for 4 years.
He's never changed his tune.
And now, yeah, he's never changed his tune. He's the same guy that was against the Bush tax cuts.
Yeah.
You remember those?
Yeah.
The guy who did a filibuster on the floor of the Congress. He called it a Bernie Buster. I remember Keith Olbermann reporting on it.
Yeah.
He did that filibuster to stop the tax cuts to big companies. So when he sits there and talks about getting money out of politics, when he talks about health care, he has resonance because he's got credibility.
And, I you know, there are voters coming on who were not registered in 2016.
So they
didn't vote for Trump or Hillary or anybody. But they are coming on and consistently saying, I'm going to vote for Bernie. And there was one young black woman who said, young black student who said, I couldn't march with Martin Luther King, but I'm going to vote for a guy who did.
Yeah.
And
you know
I
what
thought,
the difference?
Wow.
Yeah. I seriously, we don't live there. Yes, that's true. Okay. Yeah. But I read everything.
And listen to everything. We all know what's going on.
And, you know, I mean, and I have my prejudices for Bernie. But I'm sitting there looking at a really tight organization with huge amounts of money, individual donor lists that outstrip any candidate in the field. When he gets on the debate stage and talks about taking the money out of politics, he doesn't have to do it from the position of somebody who's in any way who's not compromised. And if you look at the polls in Nevada, you look at the polls in California, you look at the polls in New Hampshire, it's been a steady thing. The only time that Bernie really took an absolute head spin was when he had the heart attack, and he has risen since that point.
Yeah.
So I can
make
an effective argument based on statistics and based on what we're seeing, that Bernie Sanders' surge is real. It may not catch Biden, but the infuriating thing is that the media is continuing to conspire to just ignore him. And
the media
looking,
owners are telling their people to ignore him.
Oh, absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. And Liz Warren, too. But Bernie is non-existent. It's incredible. You know that cut I had of him? Basically, I had that cut where he just basically went up to the two other guys who were debating about, you know, he said, yeah, Buttigieg, you've made $44 billion from these guys. Yeah, you're in competition with Joe. You guys should,
You've got 39
work
billionaires.
Work on it. You're rookie of the year, you know. And I could not find that cut anywhere on PBS or anything. To me, that was the definitive moment in the debate when he just kicked ass.
When he said that, when he said something that rang, had such a note
true.
Of truth, and they didn't even repeat it.
But that's the thing about what people how people responded to Trump. And again, I'm not saying Bernie Sanders is Trump, but what Trump said to his base was the system's fucked. That it's all rigged, and you know what? That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start saying things that are true,
people respond. When Bernie Sanders goes up there and says, we can no longer pay this much for insulin, you're getting a raw deal and it's not getting any better. You need a minimum wage. The longer he stays in that race, the more people are going to like him. I think he's even money to get Iowa. I think that it's him or Biden.
Yeah, and I think Iowa and then New Hampshire, because he's from next door in Vermont.
Yeah.
I think he's going to take them both.
I really do. I mean, I do. I, you know, I might be wrong. It's happened before. Yeah. But I want him to win. Hey, if Liz Warren took Iowa, I wouldn't be unhappy. Okay? I love Liz Warren.
Hey, but what about superdelegates? Are they still there? Are they still a thing?
No, they're not a thing, but here's the deal with superdelegates. They made a compromise at the DNC that the first ballot has no superdelegates. So if Bernie's to win, he has to win on the first ballot.
In each state.
He has to win on the first ballot.
Yeah.
Because once you get to the second ballot, all the superdelegates come in and Bernie's fucked. He's fucked.
Yeah. You mean at the convention or?
It's still rigged. Yeah. I mean, it's still rigged because all the superdelegates are going to go to Biden or somebody, or Buttigieg or somebody, somebody there. You know, and Joe Biden, by the way, Joe Biden and Buttigieg. Buttigieg is the only one I personally really detest. Yeah. I just can't stand that squirrely little creep. I know he's lying. I sit there and I look at you and I go, you've been studying the speeches of Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. It's almost like he's a robot, And I just been watching him squirrel around issues, deflect questions, and especially when this whole thing came up about that chandelier fucking benefit and the way that squirrely little shit has run around. I'm telling you, man, that kid, Eddie Haskell's pissing me off. I don't like him. I don't fucking like him. He's Eddie Haskell.
Leave it to Beaver Judge. Yeah.
Mr. Beaver, Mrs. Cleaver, what a wonderful house dress you're wearing. Yeah, he's a little skunk, that boy.
Yeah. Leave it to Beaver Judge.
Biden
yeah.
I like. But Biden is Biden. I mean, I don't think that Biden's a bad guy,
Creepy
actually.
Joe.
I think,
Creepy Joe.
Yeah. He's not creepy.
He's touching again.
Let me tell you something. If you grew up in America at the time that I grew up in America, you knew 10 Joe Bidens. And they were more conservative with you than you, but they weren't assholes. I don't think Joe Biden's an asshole. I don't think that he's an asshole at all. I think he cares about his grandkids. I think he has a decent character. Buttigieg is a little tool. Buttigieg is just a little tool. You can just see it, man.
Let's wait and see.
Little preppy creep. Okay. We have a little something we want to present.
Oh, no. Is this the Bill and Randy Theater? Oh, no.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you've been really. Should I do the intro? Because I wrote an intro for this.
Yeah, do the.
And I never actually did the thing. So
yeah, let's do the intro for you.
Okay, I will. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, for your delectation, this is the Randy and Bill Political Mystery Theater 3000. Enjoy.
Welcome to Bill and Randy's Political Mystery Theater 3000. Is it true a man is what he eats? Well, that certainly became the view of Dr. Edmund T. Pilkington, Surgeon General of the United States. Because this is the day, November 17th, 2019. The place, Walter Reed Army Hospital. The time, 12:34 p.m., and Dr. Pilkington has just finished a tuna fish sandwich. He is Surgeon General of the United States, and today he will take a rubber glove and step boldly into Bill and Randy's Political Mystery Theater 3000.
Mr. Surgeon General?
Why, I'm having my lunch.
Mr. Surgeon General, the president is waiting for his checkup, sir.
Oh, look, can't you just keep him there for 5 minutes?
He's complaining about the magazines in the waiting room.
Oh, Christ.
He's complaining you don't have Penthouse again.
Oh, I can't see him again. The man is a walking salute to heart disease. It's a miracle he's still walking. Who signed off on his health? Oh, I did. And when his aorta explodes like a water balloon, who are they going to blame? Me, Dr. Edward T. Pilkington, Surgeon General of the United States. I've had it. I can't sleep nights.
You're going to have to see him, sir.
I know.
Sir.
What?
The president is humping a fern.
What?
The president of the United States is attempting to have sex with the potted fern in your waiting room, sir.
Oh, shit. He's been snorting his Viagra again. Look, send him in.
Yes, sir.
I like the way you look, baby. Oh, she's crazy about me, Pilkington.
Mr. President, how can I help you?
Oh, you can get me her phone number. Wow, wow.
I'll work on it, sir. Do you have a health problem?
Never, never. Trump is the healthiest president ever.
Do you always talk about yourself in the third person?
Yes, yes. I am like the Lord. Bow down to me. Kiss the ring. Go ahead. Okay, do it.
Of course, sir.
Do
of
it.
Course, sir.
Do it.
Of course.
Do
yes.
it.
All right. Yes. Bravo,
all right.
Bravo,
that's
bravo.
Better. Yes, look, I seem to be having a minor problem.
Yes, sir.
The chocolate highway's been closed.
What?
The poopy chute. The backdoor express.
Oh, it's a metaphor. You mean you're constipated.
Yes, that's right. The Caramel Concorde just can't fly.
I get the idea, sir.
The Chocolate Dairy Queen. Oopsie, gone out of business. I got a few more of those if you want. They're
yes,
very,
thank
very
you,
funny.
Sir. They're very good. They're very good. Yes, they are. They
yeah,
are.
Yeah, they're very funny. I like them. Yeah, they're funny.
Look,
always
sir,
good at parties.
Have you ever considered changing your diet?
What do you say?
Well, I could put you on a vegetarian diet. More fiber, you know?
Vegetarian? Fiber? What are you, a socialist?
I'm sorry, sir.
No, 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 Pilkington. I just want you to check under the hood and see if you can get, you know, something moving back there.
Oh, do I have to?
Trust me, Pilkington. I've been here before. You have the magic touch.
Okay.
I'll take my pants off.
Yes, very well, sir. I'll put in two fingers this time and get a second opinion.
Oh, put in three. Come on.
Oh, okay. Snap, rubber gloves.
Like Britney Spears said, do it to me one more time, Doc.
Okay, sir. I'm going in.
I'm in.
I found something.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's a jar of chunky peanut butter.
Oh, no.
Sir, how did you get a jar of chunky peanut butter lodged in your...
Up the licorice landing strip?
I think I'm actually going to be sick.
No. It's not sickening. It's actually rather touching, if you'll let me tell the story. I was alone watching the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
I had no one to turn to. Melania, she is taken off. I don't know where she is. The kids, I'm all alone, except for Mr. Chunky. We had a very intimate moment. It was very touching. I love Mr. Chunky. I won't forget you, Chunky! Make sure she signs a non-disclosure agreement.
Right away, sir.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, what's that?
There's something else in here. Hello?
Daddy? Daddy?
Oh, no.
Daddy, it's so dark in here.
Oh, I remember I sat down on the couch after I had a shower. Oh, how many times have I told you not to sit on Daddy's couch? Bad Baron, bad. Tony Vito, get him back to his mother. She's been looking for him for about 4 weeks, nagging me every day.
Baron, are you okay?
I see dead people.
Stop whining and go see your mother. Hey, kids, what are you going to do, huh, Doc? Ow. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, really?
There's something else in here.
Oh, my Lord, what is it? Hello, everybody. Vladimir, I wondered why you weren't returning my calls. It's okay, Donald. Sorry I made you uncomfortable. Oh, my God, I remember. We had a shower, that meeting at the G8. Think nothing of it, Donald. Things got a little frisky.
Sir, I just removed the leader of the Russian Federation from your...
Chocolate Top Freeway?
Yes, sir. And now, as an officer in the military, I'm obliged to report this.
Vladimir, he wants to report this. That would be an unfortunate decision on your part, if you don't mind me saying. Six months from now, you're out in a vacation spot, and maybe you're drinking some tea, and maybe you could swallow a little bit of strontium 90. Things happen. You never know. Your airliner could blow up on the way to South Korea.
Mr. Premier, I understand.
Good. We are all friends again. Isn't he adorable? Come over here, you corrupt bastard. I love this man. Hey, Vlad, would you like to go to lunch? What a wonderful idea. I'm so sorry, Vlad. I hope it wasn't uncomfortable up there. Nonsense, Donald. As I have always said, you are the perfect asshole. Oh, thank you, Vlad.
Join us next time for another episode of Randy and Bill's Political Mystery Theater 3000.
Yeah, that's okay. Turn it off.
What did we let a bunch of college kids loose in the studio and they put that together and pretended to use our voices?
No, I don't know who
that's
they were.
That's terrible. Oh, it's so infantile.
It's infantile. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, look, I got some poopy in my nappy. I'm going to draw a picture. I want to draw a picture on the wall.
You know, I listened to it back, and I'm sitting there going, wow, man, you're strange, man.
Hey, we're one-take wonders. We did that in one take, too.
We did that in one take, and people at home going, yeah, I believe that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that got it out of our system for show 246, and we probably won't hear it again until, show 492.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, we are going to continue to do sketches, and if you want to listen, go ahead. So, basically it, you know, really.
I'll accept the MTV award. It's a pleasure just to be nominated.
Yeah, no, we're not going to get nominated for anything. Last time I saw that many poo jokes on one fucking page was the last time I saw Adam Sandler film.
The guy's got a jar of chunky peanut butter.
How's that?
His six foot tall son and Vladimir Putin up his ass.
Yeah, I don't know.
the poor doctor.
Yeah, Pilkington.
Lost his watch.
Great performance.
Stop. He lost his watch.
Yeah, and I hope you appreciate the Star Trek music. the Star Trek music up his ass. I worked on that.
Yeah.
I worked on that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not listening by now, you certainly are not listening now.
You hung up now. Let's have some real comedy. Now, let's have some real comedy.
Okay. We're going to have some real comedy, and we'll be back at you with Randy's Rant after the break for what number show is this, Randy?
246.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you.
Let's stop counting. Let's stop counting. Like, with vintage wine.
It's a lot.
Just say, it's from the noughties,
Yeah. Okay. It's a lot. Okay, we'll be back with you in about a second. Randy's brought in a few tracks, and we're going to comment on them. Here they go, right here at The Bill Show on 246.
I know words. I had the best words. He was awarded the Bronze Star and the combat infantryman badge. Heroin alone, if you look at the heroin epidemic, last year alone, ICE officers removed 10,000 known or suspected gang members.
And to delegitimize
heart, lung, and liver transplants. And his daughter, Laura, at a reception for the Italian. And we are reclaiming our noble heritage. Companies are really big beneficiaries.
Patriotic citizens who want their families protected
made a pivotal, really, and I mean this was pivotal, to fully reauthorize the 9/11 victims the National Humanitarian Medal.
Ever foistered
women's basketball national champions.
House and Senate lawmakers advising lawmakers.
Secretary Pompeo is here. Secretary of State Mike Bolton. John Bolton is here.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Oman, UAE, Chile.
But China's their supply chain is breaking up.
We must seek real bipartisan solutions.
As bad as it is, it meant something.
The members of our armed forces, and you understand that very well, the members of our armed forces to immediately waive all applicable state taxes. Despite these obstacles, Karen, Americans of all walks of life rose up, and we used to have radio radio. And the invasion of Normandy and the liberation of Europe. I want to also thank the Minneapolis police.
As Jack has said about the Battle of the Bulge.
You know, we just said another stock market. You saw that, right? The stock market on January 23rd.
Venezuelans.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings. And vicious MS-3 gang members.
You've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
More than 2,000 years ago, a brilliant star shone in the east. Wise men traveled far, far afield. And then they announced there was no buys. Now, you know what? Our army manned the air. It ran the ramparts. It took over the airports. It did everything to improve this country and your government.
I had the best words. I have the best. But there's no better word than stupid.
Gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
It's rant time, people.
Mr. President, I've had your ring on my finger, are we engaged?
By the way, that was a good comedy thing, man. I tell you that Trump's a... He's a silver-tongued devil, isn't he? You know, I always remember, McDonald? Norm MacDonald did this thing about Hitler. He's just sitting there going, he was like, Hitler, he was evidently hypnotic, and he was a silver-tongued devil. And then I watched him, he was like, I'm getting mad. And I'm going, why? What? Right. And that's what kind of like Trump. I can't understand how this guy managed to hypnotize a third of the American population.
I just think because that you have to have really low intelligence to be hypnotized.
I don't know, man. It's just kind of like...
He said it himself. If I was to run, I'd run as a Republican because of the stupidest people in the world.
And that, you know, I said it earlier,
he actually
by the
said
way.
That.
I'm not backing down, man. I've been watching those Trump rallies, and I'm telling you, you're not losing a cancer cure. And all these people say, oh, you call us deplorables. Yes, you are. Yeah, don't hate him. Oh, no. Fuck off.
Mr. President, if you just happen to hear a big clink in the porcelain, it might be my watch. It was a Rolex. It was a gift from my wife.
Anyway,
now, Bill, this is
Randy's
my rant.
Time. Go ahead.
It is. Now, I'm going to give you a quiz.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry have got a new flavor, impeachment,
yes.
And this is now the Republican Party impeachment quiz.
The impeachment now, quiz. Yeah, can I have this can I have a little trumpet music here? Okay.
Da 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 da.
And game show music if you can. Okay, good. Now, all right, here it is.
Now that the House Judiciary Committee has approved the articles of impeachment, Republicans have prepared a quiz to test the Republican lawmakers' support for the president. And the following nine questions are from that quiz.
Wow. Okay,
now, Bill, I want you to think like a Republican.
Oh, shit.
No, but you still have to be able to talk. You still have to be able to talk and cogitate, so please, not totally like a Republican.
I'm chewing my cud even now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right.
Question number one.
Question number one.
The term high crimes and misdemeanors in the U.S. Constitution's impeachment clause refers to A, acts grossly incompatible with the proper function of the office of the presidency, such as using the power of the office for personal gain, whether or not such acts are in violation of a specific criminal code. B, conduct that satisfies answer A, but clearly also violates a criminal statute. Yeah. Number C, Bill Clinton. Number D, Bill or Hillary Clinton. As a Republican, what is your answer?
Oh, as a Republican? Oh, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Bill and Hillary Clinton, that's right. Oh, those emails,
The guys have been bought,
yeah.
You know, as much as I say shit about Hillary, they do have a thing. They do.
Honestly, they do. I could have made a better president than Trump.
You know,
in creating the impeachment process, this is question number two.
Question number two.
The impeachment process, the founders meant to show A, no one is above the law, including the president.
Yes.
B, no one is above the law, but the president should get to decide that for himself.
Yes.
C, no one is above the law, but the president is the law, so where's the problem? And D, this is a sad example of the hyper-partisan question drafted by witch-hunting Trump haters.
Oh, D.
D. That's
it's
it.
All,
okay.
It's all a
no one is
conspiracy.
Above the law, except the president, and he can decide. So what's the problem? Okay. Yeah. President Trump's July 25th phone conversation with President Zelensky was A, manifestly unethical, B, perfect, C, not perfect, but pretty darn good, and D, quite problematic, but it didn't happen anyway, and E, still better than his conversation with Angela Merkel, Emmanuel Macron, Boris Johnson, and Justin Trudeau.
I think it was perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah, be perfect. That's right.
No, the Angela Merkel conversation was kind of flirty.
Yeah.
It's kind of flirty.
Hey, listen, Hitler was from Austria. I never seen him with a boomerang.
I never seen him. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Number four.
Yeah.
In withholding $400 million in military aid to Ukraine, appropriated by Congress, President Trump was A, transparently trying to force the newly elected president of a fledgling democracy to participate in a corrupt act.
Yes.
B.
Oh, sorry.
Waiting for President Zelensky to visit him at the White House so he could hand him the check in person. C. Punishing Congress.
Like the publisher's clearinghouse check. It would be like this year's check.
Yeah.
There you go.
Punishing
you
Congress. Punishing Congress for not being more generous to a faithful ally.
Yeah.
And D, caught completely by surprise, it was Adam Schiff who secretly held up the aid.
Oh, okay. I think, I don't know. Which one?
D.
D.
It's always all of the above, yeah. Okay, number five. Question number five. The theory that Ukraine and not Russia was responsible for the meddling in the 2016 election is itself a bogus conspiracy theory concocted and spread by Russian intelligence.
Yeah.
A fact made clear in Fiona Hill's disturbing testimony before the House Intelligence Committee.
Yes.
B. It's hard to prove, but also hard to disprove. Kind of like whether the earth is round. C. See, probably true, especially as we now know false things can be true. And D, flatly rejected by the CIA, FBI, NSA, and National Weather Service, and therefore indisputably true.
Oh, well, I'm a Republican, right?
Yeah.
I'm answering as a Republican. Oh, yeah. False things are definitely true.
That's it.
They're all definitely true.
Facts. Silly yeah. Facts can't get in the way. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number six.
Nah. I can't hear you. Nah. I'm a Republican.
Number six. You'll like this one. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
Number six. Democrats are seeking to impeach President Trump because, A, he has acted in a manner that any unbiased lawmaker reviewing the case without knowledge of the party affiliation of the president would consider a textbook example of impeachable conduct. Hmm. B, they know they can't beat him fair and square in an election marked by the systematic suppression of minority vote and yet more Russian interference. The Democrats are witch-hunting haters. And D, the Ukrainian intelligence service told them to.
Oh, the last two.
Okay, yeah, you're right. The last two. Either one.
Hey, they're all wicked people from the planet Zornkan. Even the people who are used to be Republicans, even the people who actually you hired, they're all evil. They're part of cabal.
Bill, you passed that in flying colors. You are a total Republican asshole.
Yeah, give me the hat. I want a hat.
Yeah, it's an ass hat.
And it's I collect political memorabilia. I do.
And did you get a button in the mail recently?
Well, yeah, you gave me the Geraldine Ferraro button. I'm staring at a Mondale Ferraro button. You know what I have in front of me right now? A John F. Kennedy for president button.
Wow.
And so I have a long list of also very, very much a lot of losing candidates here. George McGovern, Gary Hart.
That was my first election. I voted for McGovern.
But John Anderson.
And what about those letters? What about those letters for asking for money?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thank you for sending those. Randy sent me some letters of Republicans who are asking everybody and anybody to contribute. And one was asking people to contribute to Lindsey Graham's campaign. And
Like a letter from Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, I wish I had it because it was.
Yeah, other one was a letter from Melanoma Trump.
Yeah, that's right.
Written in English.
Lindsey's was kind of very full of all that homespun shit. You know, it's like, you know, it's terrible how I am being victimized right now.
Yeah. I depend on the kindness of strangers.
I depend on the kindness of strangers.
Oh, dear Lindsey.
I'm going to my room. Red, I can't be seen in such hypocritical circumstances. Anyway.
Well, that was Randy's rant.
That's Randy's rant, and that brings us, I think, to the end of 246, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you've liked this little political carry-on that we do every 2 weeks, please...
Let us know.
Please review our show. Give us a 4-star rating if you've enjoyed us. And go down to... We're really looking for a few good reviews. If you like it, if it washes over you.
Yeah, just 4 stars will get us on the top of the list.
That's right, baby. So, listen, we're really glad you tuned in. Check us out on the Bill Show.
Yeah, thanks for that. And if you want to... nominate us for the MTV Award for the best political skit.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay. Check us out on thebillshow.net. Everything Bill Show in one place. We will see you all next time. All of you.
We won't actually see you, but we'll imagine
see you,
you being
but
there,
we're
yeah.
really lovely to see you again. Take care of yourself. And
love you all.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.